Today on Family Talk.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Family Talk. I'm your host, Dr. James Dobson, and today we're going to hear a recording featuring one of America's most influential radio talk show hosts. His name is Dennis Prager. Many of you know him. He has been broadcasting since 1982. He's appeared on Fox, CBS, NBC, and numerous other networks. His columns and articles are published in newspapers across the country and around the world. I find his words fascinating because he's one of the most brilliant men on the scene today. He's known for his passionate commitment to his mission to get people obsessed with right and wrong. In July, he spoke at the Western Conservative Summit here in Colorado, and as soon as I heard his speech, I knew I had to share it with you. Dr. Prager is in the process of discussing 9 significant points about why the leftist belief system is destructive for America and even the world. So I wanted you to hear what Dennis Prager has to say about it. Now, some of his message was political, as you might expect. And as a 501c3 organization, we can't discuss candidates and political parties. So we've edited some of this speech, but the essential points are clear. Now, this is a long message. It's a good message. Let's get started. Here's Dennis Prager on Family Talk.
Hi, everybody. Thank you so much. My wife looked at me as I prepared for this speech, and she said, and she would know, it looks like it is the longest speech you have ever prepared to give. And I said, no, it's not the longest I've ever given, but it probably is the longest I ever prepared because I have so much that I would like to bring into this just fact-wise. I am not here so much to get you roused, though I hope it does that. I want you to understand the incomparable significance of this election, what is at stake, because with all of our inner tensions, there has to be utter clarity about one overwhelming idea. The left destroys whatever it touches. There is nothing else you need to know. That is all you need to know. If you fight a cancer, you must identify that cancer. No, it must be stopped. If you like your doctor, is secondary to whether or not the cancer can be stopped. And I hate to compare leftism to cancer, because I have relatives who are on the left whom I love, and I acknowledge it. After all, I'm Jewish. I have to have relatives on the left. It comes with the birthright. When I was born, it had party affiliation after gender. Anyway, I understand that there are good people all over the country who mean well. It is irrelevant to me whether people mean well. It is only relevant what does well. And I want to make the case tonight for why the left is an utterly destructive force in America and in the world. That's why there are so many notes to this talk. It's being recorded. You can take notes. I am that serious about getting these ideas to you and then concluding with what we have to do. Number one, think of what the left has done to academia. The university was one of the golden treasures of America. Today, it has been perverted by the left. It is nothing more than a left-wing seminary. The only difference between a Christian seminary and our universities is this: Christian seminaries are honest, whereas our universities are not honest. Christian universities acknowledge our task is to produce a committed Christian. Our universities do not acknowledge that their task is to produce a committed leftist. That is all that matters at 98% of America's universities. when you think of what has happened. Do you know that the least free place in America is the university? There is less freedom of speech at the university than and in any other place in the United States of America. There is more freedom to disagree at a seminary than there is at Yale University or at UCLA or at any other prestigious or less prestigious university. This is what has happened. Whenever people ask me, how do you know the left is so bad? I have one sentence answer. Look at the universities. Then you will know what the left does to anything it takes over. It has destroyed standards. You can get a BA at UCLA in English without having read one Shakespeare play. Did you hear me? This is what has happened. At Yale, they are dropping the Great Poets course, one of the most famous courses at Yale. You know why? Because students and faculty said, look, they're all white European males. So the issue for the left is not what is the best poetry written, what are the best symphonies written, what are the best plays written. The issue for the left is what was the race and gender of the person who wrote it. That is pure racism, not to mention a collapse of standards. Do you know that the New York Times had a listing? I happen to know music very well. I conduct periodically. I conduct orchestras in Southern California. And so this is a field I know. They made a list, the chief music critic of the New York Times made a listing of the 10 greatest composers. He didn't include Handel. He didn't include Haydn. Haydn, by the way, is the father of the symphony, the father of the quartet, the father of the piano trio, and the father of the oratorio, along with Handel. And he was not picked. And you know why? Because he said, I can't take too many who lived in Vienna at around the 17th, 18th, 19th centuries. So he put in Bartok the Hungarian and Debussy the Frenchman. There is no standards on the left. It's all race, gender, class, not standards. Universities do no longer even believe that there is a best. There is no best. That's what the left has done to academia. Number two, art. How many of you, I wonder, you don't have to raise your hand, it's just a rhetorical question. I wonder how many of you know, certainly if you've listened to my show, you've known this. Some high school students decided to do a prank at the San Francisco Museum of Contemporary Art. They decided to put a pair of eyeglasses on the floor in one of the rooms that had paintings. Sure enough, people gathered around the eyeglasses, photographed the eyeglasses, stared at them, they thought it was a work of contemporary art. A pair of eyeglasses on the floor. By the way, they have no way of knowing it's not art because contemporary art is largely a fraud. It is an intellectual and aesthetic fraud. The left has corrupted the arts because they are against standards. An artist decided to do this with his students. He showed them a picture of a Jackson Pollock and another picture which he said was done by a student of Jackson Pollock. And he asked them to compare. So they all wrote these brilliant syntheses and theses about these two works of art. It turns out that the second was not done by a student of Jackson Pollock. It was the artist's smock, his apron. It's what he wiped his brushes on. But all the students wrote about what an important work of art it was. Do you know what is in front of the Museum of Contemporary Art in Orange County, California? A gigantic sculpture of a dog lifting his leg and urinating on the front of the museum. By the way, I think that's appropriate as it happens, but I do want you to understand what the left has done to art. They talk about a rape culture on campus. The only rape on campus has been the rape of the campus and the rape of the university by what the left has done to the university and to the arts. Number three, what the left has done around the world to the economies of the world. Remember when all of the American leftists went down to greet Hugo Chavez in Venezuela? How come they don't apologize to the Venezuelan people? One of the richest countries in Latin America now has people lining up for toilet paper and fighting one another for bread because of socialism. But the left thought it was great. The worldwide left greeted Hugo Chavez as something great. greeted Castro as something great. Their left ruins economies wherever they gain a foothold. Because they don't care about prosperity, the left cares about equality. If everyone is equally poor, except for the heads, who never get poor, that's fine. There is no interest on the left in prosperity. Prosperity is a conservative word. Equality is a left-wing word. And so the economies of the world are also shattered by the left. Number four, the left has a monopoly, almost a monopoly, on hysteria. And I will just give you a few examples of the hysterias of your lifetime. One was heterosexual AIDS in America. You remember that? When we were told by Time and Newsweek and the New York Times, remember when they said AIDS doesn't discriminate? Well, that was a lie. AIDS does discriminate. It happens to attack in America, and I emphasize in America, overwhelmingly gay men and intravenous drug users and their partners. You know the group least likely to get AIDS? Gay women. So it can't be homophobic to say the truth. Anyway, truth is not a left-wing value. It's never asked, is it true? It's asked, is anybody offended? That is the question that the left asks. But this was a hysteria. Heterosexual AIDS in America was a hysteria. The rape culture on our campuses. 1 in 4 women is sexually assaulted on a campus. Now, I have one question for every person who believes that. How could you send your daughter to a place where she has a 1 in 4 chance of being raped? What kind of parent are you? Would you ever send your daughter to any place on earth where she had a 1 in 4 chance of being raped? They don't even believe their own lies. Well, that's not true. They often do believe their own lies. In this case, I don't know if they believe it. This is another form of left-wing hysteria. The Washington Redskins, remember the hysteria over that? The Redskins' name is racist. It is insulting to American Indians. Well, guess what? The Washington Post recently conducted an exhaustive poll, found that 90%, do you hear me? 90% of American Indians couldn't care less about the name Redskins. The left had made up another lie. Left and lie are almost synonymous. It was a lie that Redskins was racist. Did any of you in your life ever hear somebody called in a negative way, oh, you Redskin? I mean, it's an absurdity. Why would a team take a name that was negative? I'll never forget my favorite story on this. This is one of my great moments in 33 years of radio. A man calls me up when I just blasted this idiocy over protesting Redskins. And he said, oh, let me ask you something, Dennis. What if a team were named the Jews? So I said, sir, I want to just tell you as a Jew, we Jews have been waiting for fans for 3,500 years. It would be one of the great days in Jewish history. Let's go Jews! Jews! Hey! Give me a J! People don't think clearly. And you know why people don't think clearly? Because they went to college! I'm not kidding. I give you my word. I taught at college. I'm telling you something. If you go to college, except you're in the natural sciences, you are taught to think unclearly. When someone calls me up and says something particularly stupid, I ask them politely, what graduate school did you attend? Only someone who went to graduate school could say something that stupid. You have to learn that Redskins is a racist term. You have to learn that men and women are basically the same. It's not something that a high school dropout would ever think. And then the hysteria over fracking. If President Obama is a religious man, he should thank God daily for fracking. It has been the only thing that has kept this economy alive. It's all hysteria, the entire anti-fracking mantra of the left. Number five, the left debases whatever culture it becomes dominant in. The left is dominant in Europe. I just came back from another trip to Europe. I have been to virtually every of the European countries, many of them many times. And any of you who've been to Western Europe recently have noticed something. Everywhere there is graffiti. You know why? Because it's a debased culture, because the left has taken over, because it has abolished the idea of religious elevation. Elevated people don't deface walls, and because they don't clean it up, because there is no sense in doing so. I was just in the Venice airport a week ago, and I took a picture of one of the restaurants in the Venice airport. Do you know what one of the walls is? Graffiti. A gigantic picture of graffiti is the wall. They're proud of graffiti. In America, the left is proud of graffiti. They call it urban art. This is how, what I mean, the left debases culture. The New York City Council voted to decriminalize public littering and public drinking and public urinating. In New York City, you are now allowed to urinate in public. By the way, San Francisco just had a vote last year on whether or not to maintain anti-nudity laws. Can people walk around naked? The vote was 7-6 to retain the laws. Surely that will be dropped. And soon in San Francisco, people will walk around naked. And I raised the question to my audience, what's wrong with walking around naked? I mean this totally seriously. Can you give an argument? The truth is there's only one argument, and it's a religious argument. Animals walk around naked, humans walk around clothed. The human-animal distinction that God made in Genesis, that is the only reason to argue against public nudity. There is no other reason. The only reason they still have the laws against public nudity in San Francisco was based on hygiene. They said if people are naked and sit on a public bench, it will be unhygienic. So what they will do is simply require people to carry a towel, sit on the towel, and that will end the problem. We live in a radically secularized society in the West, and there are huge consequences. That is only one of the very, very many. I could give you a speech just on the consequences of secularism, but I don't have the time. Remember, this is number five. Wherever the left touches, the culture is debased. Every one of you who is over 50, maybe even over 40, probably over 50, knows how much more public cursing there is today than there was when you were a child. Now, I am not a prude on this matter. If somebody tells me an off-color joke that's funny, privately, I find it funny. All right, I admit it, I'm a sinner. But there is a very big difference between what is said in private and what is said in public. There's a huge difference, just as if you urinate in private, it's fine, but if you urinate in public, it's not fine. Cursing in public is a statement that society has no norms. In private, you are stating, I know it has norms, I'm just being off color for a moment. There's a huge difference. The debasement of culture is inevitable when the left takes over. But nobody is making these points. Number six, there is a totalitarian nature to leftism. Totalitarianism is built into leftism, meaning to the extent possible, leftists want to control your life. The only thing that stops an American leftist from controlling your life is that they can't do it because the right is stopping them. There is no other reason. The more they can control, the better, even to the extent of what you think. You know about microaggression? Because there is so little racism in America, the left has had to invent something new called microaggressions. Well, we don't have overt racism like we used to, but we have micro-racism. There are now lists put out by every university, or at least by the University of California's branches, of microaggressions. And I want to give you an example of one. This is an official statement of the University of California of an example of something that it deems to be racist as a microaggression. If someone says, The only race I believe in is the human race. That is considered today to be a racist statement. That is officially anti-black to make the statement, the only race I care about is the human race. That was what liberalism stood for, that race doesn't matter, only character matters. That was what Martin Luther King's great message was. He would be considered a right-winger today because he didn't honor race, he honored character. The left honors race. You speak wrong, you think wrong. The former head of Firefox, the internet search engine, the former head of it, of Mozilla Firefox, the CEO, the founder, was fired because he had given money to the Proposition 8 campaign in California, which defined marriage as the union of one man and one woman. Every gay working at Mozilla acknowledged how fairly he treated them, but it doesn't matter to the left because they are totalitarians. How you think is as wrong as how you behave. That he treated gays perfectly was not good enough. He believed that marriage should be the union of a man and a woman, and therefore he was let go. By the way, Firefox is the only product I have ever boycotted in my life. I advocate you do the same. We don't fight hard enough. I'm sorry, I just want to tell you this. We don't fight hard enough. They fight harder than we do. They do. By the way, there are a lot of reasons they fight harder than we do, because we don't get our kicks out of politics nearly as much as they do. We get our kicks out of religion, out of family, out of friends, out of love, out of hobbies. They get their kicks out of power. So they have an inherent interest. We don't want power. Vote for me, I want less power. Versus vote for me, I want more power, and then I will do more good for you. Which sounds better? Which sounds better? We run at an inherent disadvantage. This was an advantage when Americans knew what Americanism stood for, but that day has ended. This is what they do. They shut down their opponents. The left is totalitarian. That is intrinsic to leftism. They threaten everyone who differs with them. The Los Angeles Times announced a year ago it will not publish articles that are dissenting on the climate change issue. They will not publish them. They're proud to announce that they will not accept other points of view. They are proud of it. The left is proud of it. There are no liberal values left in, forget conservative, there are no liberal values left in leftism. They want to shut us up and get rid of us. So they announce this. The mayor of New York City, Bill de Blasio, announced, join me in boycotting the Chick-fil-A, because the owner of Chick-fil-A believes that marriage should be between a man and a woman. If you run a business, you should be rendered bankrupt if you don't agree with the left. Do you understand that? These things didn't happen in American history. It took the importation of leftism from Europe to corrupt our civilization. But if you don't understand this, we can't win. If you don't despise what the left does, we cannot win. You must understand it's a life and death struggle of the West and America against the left. It is as simple as that. There is nothing else to know.
Well, this is James Dobson again, and you've been listening to Dennis Prager on Family Talk, and I trust you can see why I wanted to share this message with you today. We've just heard the first half of his presentation, and we'll hear the last half tomorrow. The presidential election is less than 25 days away, and there is so much at stake. In many ways, this election isn't really about the candidates. It's about ideals and principles and the future of this nation. And Dennis Prager does an excellent job of laying out these points clearly. These are some very significant things to keep in mind as you prepare to go to the polls. And I encourage you to share this with your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone. It's too important to sit this one out. If you want to hear this message again, you can access it on our free Family Talk app or download it from our website, drjamesdobson.org. Now, there's still more ground to cover in this message. We've only heard half of it. So come back again next time for the conclusion of Dr. Dennis Prager's speech here on Family Talk.
Family Talk is not associated with Focus on the Family.
Well, thank you, everyone, for tuning into our program today. You may know that Family Talk is a listener-supported program, and we remain on the air by your generosity, literally. If you can help us financially, we would certainly appreciate it. God's blessings to you all.